Welcome to Fabulous After 50, the podcast for women wanting to make the most of their lives. My name is Julie Kennedy, and I am your host. Okay, so my podcast is Fabulous After 50, for women wanting to make the most of their lives, which does not mean I only interview women, nor does it mean I only interview women who are over 50. We all need a fairy godmother, which is why as guest today, I have the wonderfully creative photographer, Herman Chow, and author of Let's Get Naked. Welcome, Herman. Welcome, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here. I mean, I really love your work, so that's why I am delighted to have a different view. Let's say you're the one behind the lens. Now, can you start with a brief summary of who you are, what you do, and why you do it before we move on to the topic for today?
First of all, thank you so much for having me on your show. I am after 50, even though I'm not a woman. So, yes. Yeah, you call me the fairy godmother. Yes, I am indeed your fairy godmother. My name is Herman Chow. I am a portrait photographer. I remember 5 years ago, I was having a 9-to-5 job. I had a very serious burnout. At that time, I wasn't really happy. And at the same time, I came across this very established photographer online. And she kept emphasizing the power of printed photographs. And then it made me realize, oh dear, I don't have any printed photographs of my father who died many, many years ago.
Oh.
So it seemed that that was a calling for me.
Yeah.
And because I was unhappy with my 9-to-5 job, I finally quit my job and I started my photography business 6 years ago as a portrait photographer. And I want to give this experience to every woman, an experience of transformation, beauty, and confidence, because I believe that every woman on this planet deserves a beautiful portrait of herself.
I totally agree. And I also agree with the idea of, you know, now we do a lot digital. I mean, my telephone is full of thousands of photos, which I never look at. But I did a photo shoot as well for my 50th. And those photos are on the wall. And yes, I'm looking extremely glamorous. And that's not how I look or feel every day. But I know that that is me too. So Herman, this brings me to the topic of today. And that is body image. And age as well, since we're talking to my 50 plus tribe, and how age affects us. Now, I don't know if this is your experience, but I believe that women more than men tend to have a controversial view of our bodies at any time. Personally, I don't actually recollect liking mine more at 20 than I do now at 50. But for the majority of people, for women, then their confidence and their feeling aligned with, you know, how they feel inside and what they look like really gets, you know, off kilter, and they feel seriously affected by the outside signs of aging. Now, Herman, I have seen very many of your before and after photos, and even disregarding the beautiful makeup, the beautiful hairstyling, the perfect clothes and lighting, etc. What impresses me the most is the look in those women's eyes. You can see how thrilled, how confident, and how beautiful they feel looking at the entire world and at themselves through your lens. So, I mean, how is that?
That's why I love to do what I do, you know?
Yeah.
The emotions that come up from their eyes once they are being made up with, you know, the hair and the makeup, they turn around and look into the mirror.
Yeah.
And then I see tears of joy. And that brings me joy as well, because that's what I want to do. I want to create this gift for all women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, what's so beautiful is that, of course, the makeup and the hair and the perfect clothes and the great posture and all of that, that helps. And that helps us remind us on a daily basis when we're feeling bedraggled and fat and wrinkled and all of that, we can still see that is us. I mean, I have the feeling that what you do really reveals to a woman her potential inside. And it doesn't just mean makeup and all of that. It just means that I'm, you know, worthy to be looked at.
Yes. Definitely, because I don't just take a picture like this. I really dig out your personality and it shows on the photographs. That's the feedback I get from my clients, you know.
So how do you do it? What makes your photos different, or what makes that sparkle come in their eyes? What is your approach then to helping women feel beautiful? Of course, I wish all of them to have a chance to take a photo with you and something that, as you say, could keep. I mean, I liked what you said about not having a photo of your father. Mm-hmm. You know, photos and printed photos, they're like a work of art, but they're also capturing a moment of our life that other people can relate to. So it's not just about us plastering the place with photos of ourselves. It's about a legacy, right?
Yes, it's the family legacy that you and your loved ones can cherish for years and generations to come.
So, I mean, yeah. But how would you go about it? So a photo shoot, or somebody says, okay, I've got to do these photos. I think sometimes women come because they have to, right? They have to have a new professional photo and they think, oh my gosh, you know, I prefer using the one of me 25 years ago, but it doesn't look very congruent with who I am now. How would you go about sparking that?
Well, since you asked that question, how do I do that? I think the best answer is for all women to come to my photo studio to experience that. I think that's a good answer to your question.
But you have some magic in putting that confidence in, right? Because I mean, not every woman would actually bring herself there, would she? I mean, I think some women also think, well, you know, I'm over 50, you know, I shouldn't be posing like some sort of photo model. Or some of us maybe get a little bit, you know, the Instagram and the younger generations, we might, you know, look down on it a little bit as being too centered on oneself, etc. You bring out the other side.
Julie, this is one of the problems that I hear all the time because I've always been surrounded by women, even when I was in my 20s until now. So women talk about, you know, every excuse I can hear. I mean, I'm too old. I have too many wrinkles. At 50, who is going to look at me? I'm not worth it. So why should I be photographed? All these self-doubts. They are all the self-esteem issues that they need to work on. And I feel that a lot of women, if they want to be photographed, it feels that they are being forced by some family members. They have to do it out of love because imagine you have very young children. 10 years, 20 years later, they come to you and they look at the photographs. They will be very appreciative that you, as their mother, took those photographs together with them. I feel emotional when I talk about this. I mean, can you imagine if your kids come to you and say, "Mom, why are you always hiding behind the camera?" How would you make you feel and how would you make them feel? I know you take a lot of photographs. You are not scared of being
No, I'm
photographed.
not. I'm not. I've decided to give up on that, you know. Really, whether I'm sweaty and whatsoever, I feel okay. That's the way that I am. That which doesn't mean that I'm always at ease with my body. Absolutely not. And I realize there's a big difference between, you know, looking back at photos of even 10 years ago and I think, gosh, you know, I've got in the last 10 years. But then I think also when we stand and we take some of these photos, like, I mean, I see the ones that you do and the ones with business branding, you know, the women always have some air of confidence. You know, some look really like they're about to conquer the world. But even those who are maybe more introverted do still look quietly confident, let's say. And I think that's what I get when I also look at the photo that I have from me from that photo shoot, is that it's actually just right up there, is that it's fun and it makes me feel powerful and it makes me think, well, I am still that person on the photo, right? You know, maybe the rest isn't the same, but I am still that fun, glamorous, silly woman who is on that photo. You know, you wrote a book. I'd like to talk about that one as well, right? Tell us a
Yes.
little bit. So, what's this Let's Get Naked book? I thought the title's already fantastic. It had my attention immediately. Not that I want to be seen naked much anymore.
Sounds controversial, right? Let's Get Naked. Once you look at the title, you thought it might be some pornography, which is not. It's the opposite. And because I was once a victim, I doubted myself a lot. I did not feel comfortable to be photographed. And well, I wrote this book just to help women out, women who feel insecure about themselves, how to accept themselves 100%. You know, your children don't care about how fat you are. All they want is a beautiful photograph of you guys together that they can remember, that they can hold on to. You know, printed photographs, not digital ones.
Well, we don't do much with the digital ones is the problem, do we? I mean, I'm always promising myself I'm going to make albums and print them out, and I never do.
Try doing this, Julie. Take a digital photograph on your phone, look at it, and print the same photo and hold it in your hands. You can see the difference. You can
I
even
agree.
smell the photos. That's the power of printed photographs.
So your book, the Let's Get Naked book, who is it for?
For women who want to really get out of that rut, to be happy, to be a happy person.
And it's based on your on all your years of experience with women and now with, you know, as a photographer capturing the spirit and beauty of women.
Yeah, also Also because I've been through that. I had a mentor to help me go through that. So it's easier for me to write something like this.
So what sort of things? I mean, I'm not asking you to share all the secrets of your book, but what sort of things did your mentor help you do, which you've then kept for us in your book?
Actually, my mentor, you know him too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Basically, I had to work. You know, everything that we do, our actions, our behavior, everything comes down to our mindset. True. It's the conversation that we have with ourselves. You know, I don't feel good, but is it true in your mind? So I have to work on my mind. I have to be positive. I have to find things that I like about myself.
Right.
Start to, you know, like the affirmations that you do every day.
Yeah.
I'm good. I have beautiful eyes. I have beautiful eyebrows. Yeah. Instead of, you know, looking at negative flaws.
Right.
That's what I do.
That's a very good one to do, because indeed it's about, you know, I mean, we age, but okay, right? There's nothing we can do about it. Okay, so some do as much as they can. I mean, there is, you know, there's plastic surgery, there's Botox,
yes,
there's whatever. So, but still, even that, it only goes so far. I mean, you're not going to look like 20 at 60. That's all. That's just what it is. But then the question is also, why should you want to? Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's also about embracing our age and honoring and loving the person we are now rather than being ashamed of her.
Yes, I think life, regardless of your age, but since we're talking about 50s, life is a celebration. We need to celebrate who we are, every age group.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there are many kinds of celebrations. You can celebrate by going out to a nice meal. You can celebrate by buying things, pampering yourself with beautiful dresses and shoes. But the biggest celebration, you know, the one celebration that nothing can beat is to have a portrait of yourself and your loved ones. That's the biggest memorable celebration.
Yeah.
Period.
It's true. And even if they come in, I mean, the one that I did at 50 was actually supposed to be just me. But then in the end, I said, you know, oh, no, it's supposed to be mother and daughter, I think it was. And then I sort of said, oh, you know, can I bring the boys along as well? Because it's been ages. And of course, I'm separated now, or divorced, actually. You know, we've got lots of family photos, but they're going back now, you know, seven years. I wanted the new me with my children and a recreated family unit. And at first, you know, the boys were a bit like, oh, gosh, what? And I have to go all the way to Amsterdam. And gosh, I've got to wear something. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't really care. If you want to wear a diving suit, wear a diving suit. Just be yourself. But let's do this. And now they do like it. They do like it. And then they all have copies of the photos as well. And of course, it's a lovely gift for other people, you know, for grandparents who don't see their grandchildren. My parents as well, of course. It's something to keep, as you say. It is a legacy. It's a part of who you are, but also for ourselves. Right. So if we're talking about helping women get to that point where they, you know, learn to love themselves more, what tips would you have, you know, to help women get to the point where they don't cringe and where they don't hide from themselves when they look in a mirror or into a lens?
First of all, I think if you need to help yourself,
right,
you have to work on your inner self.
You right. Have so like to, what?
First of all, you have to ignore everybody's opinion.
Right.
People love to value other people's opinion than their own opinion. That's what makes them unhappy. So you have to take away all those, including opinion from your family, your husband, your wife, whoever tells you anything that is negative.
Yeah, or society as well. When you think the pressure that we're under, I mean, men probably as well, but obviously I only know it through women's eyes. You know, first of all, the younger generation, I also feel they're under tremendous pressure. You know, all the Instagram and the gorgeous pictures of everybody, you know, looking absolutely perfect. I mean, I'm glad that I'm not a 20-year-old or an 18-year-old nowadays, because you're constantly, you know, that image is always held up to you. But even let's say when I was in my 30s, 35s, there's still that idea that you're supposed to be perfect or perfection on all fronts. So you're supposed to be, you know, have a career. You're supposed to be looking after your children and your family beautifully and cooking wonderfully. And you're supposed to be going to the gym and looking after yourself and doing a few self-development courses and always looking perfectly groomed, you know, as if you've just prepared for a photo shoot. And I mean, for most of us, that's just not on. I mean, it just doesn't work. And so I think that's it, is that we are held up to comparison, either from what other people say. Now, I would like to hope that people who love us don't go around saying, gosh, you're looking wrinkly today, or gosh, you've put on a few more kilos.
But talking about this, I want to share something, if I may. I remember photographing a woman a few years back. She was very happy, you know, during the session. And I showed her the pictures on my camera. She was laughing, smiling. And then during the lunch break, she took a picture from my camera and sent it to her husband.
Right.
And her husband replied immediately, "Oh, you look older than in person." Oh, I can see the look in her face.
You crash.
She crashed. And she said, "Oh my goodness." You see, one opinion from her husband.
Yeah,
and
especially
she felt
someone
this
you
way.
Love, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So that means that she doesn't have a high self-esteem of herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the common, well, I call it a disease with a lot of women. I'm sorry to say that. It's not judgmental. It is the truth fact.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Why do we doubt ourselves so much?
Why? Yeah.
Why do we need other people to tell us who we are? Or why do we need, I mean, I keep thinking that with age, it's going to get better. I mean, I think it does a bit. I mean, I do think that I probably looked for recognition and acknowledgement that I was on the right path from other people a lot more before. Then I think with you know, life or people let you down and you suddenly have that sort of rebellion moment where you think like, hey, wait a minute, you know, who's to say that that person's right anyway? And, you know, when you let yourself be swayed by what's on the outside, then you're always in a vulnerable position, right? Because people can hurt you or make you crash like this lady anytime. So I suppose it's building up the self-confidence to loving ourselves with our wrinkles and our kilos or whatever it is. And then saying, oh, you know, strange that you think that. What makes you think that? As in, it is a opinion and not the truth, right?
Exactly. And there's also a downside to social media. You know, all the magazine covers, they're all Photoshop.
Yes.
And a lot of people, even they know that it's Photoshop, but they think that that's the real figure of that celebrity.
Yeah.
And they will compare themselves with that celebrities.
So what about you? Do you Photoshop a lot?
Photoshop. I have to Photoshop because sometimes, well, let's put it this way. Not every woman has very nice complexion.
Right.
They want to look the best.
Yeah.
You know, the best version of themselves. So I do, you know, touch up the skin a little.
Yeah.
I have to because that's what they pay me for.
Yeah, no, of course. But there's a difference between touching up a little bit and removing all signs of aging. I mean, I remember I did a photo shoot for my website, which is up now. And I remember there was that question, you know, and I said, oh, no, do not remove everything. I said, of course, I don't want my wrinkles to stick out more than anything else. You know, preferably the color of my eye could maybe distract from the wrinkles. But so yes, some. And as you say, the making it more homogenous on your skin and maybe, you know, lightening up areas. Yeah. But that's different from what I see on some Instagram and photos where it's clear that, you know, there's very little resemblance with the real person. You know, it's literally as if everything's been pulled and erased. And then I think, well, that's not you, is it? That's cheating.
That's true. Unless you're photographing for a fashion agency or fashion shoots, that's different. All the wrinkles are removed. Looks like plastic.
No, fine. I mean, there you're selling a product and it's a one more, you know, you're not pretending to be that person. You're playing. It's a bit like theater, right? But that's not what we're talking about. Portraits here, aren't we? We're talking about portraits of who we are, the best of who we are, still without creating a plastic Barbie, which has got absolutely nothing to do with us.
Yes. I mean, if you're 50s, I'm sure many of us have wrinkles. I just, you know, do it subtly. You know, lose a little, but it still shows that you have wrinkles because that's your age.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I said to the photographer who did my photo shoot back then. And that was, well, you know, I'm selling myself as, you know, 50 plus as a coach, as an editor. I want to look credible. You know, I actually want people to see some signs of aging. That's what's supposed to make us wiser. I'm not quite sure it works all the time. Anyway, it is also being proud of your life. And indeed, as you were saying, you know, embracing all of who you are and embracing the 50 years that have gone by, not just 20 of them, but the 50 years that have gone by and what we've learned. Okay, so that was one tip. So there was the self-esteem. What else? Or self-acceptance, I think, is what you were saying. And then not worrying so much about what others think of you and valuing yourself. So how would you say they do that? So just by repeating affirmations and stuff you were saying, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can look into the mirror every morning and find one or two things that you like about yourself and start repeating those things to yourself. You know, I love my eyebrows. I love my teeth.
Yeah.
The more you do it, it kind of sink into your brain, your mind.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I have beautiful teeth, you know.
But well, I think there's maybe also a generational thing there, that we're not used to praising ourselves. You know, I mean, in some circles, it's considered not done to go around saying, oh, how wonderful I am. I mean, I think us women could certainly do with learning how to do that a lot more, and not in an arrogant way, but it's not saying that we are better than others or look better for our age than others, etc. But at least acknowledging the beauty within the rest. It is a whole thing. But I think a lot of us are brought up to not be thinking so much about what we look like, or is it important? And so then we come to that sort of conflict where we're not quite sure what to do with ourselves. And we're surrounded, as you say, with these wonderful creatures who've been photoshopped left, right and center.
Yeah.
And we think, gosh, is that woman really 60? You know, gosh, I look like I could be her grandmother, sort of thing. I mean, that's not the real world either. So it's taking stock, right? I'm hearing you say, look in the mirror, pinpoint aspects that you are proud of that make you feel good.
Yeah, the most important is that when you feel happy inside, your outside will be happy and you look great.
Yeah.
You know.
So do you coach your clients a bit through that first?
Well, first of all, I need to evaluate if she's a good fit for me and right. I'm a good fit for her. So
what does that mean? Well, what's a good fit for you then? Is that sort of the character of the person, or?
I have to know, why is it important for you to have a photo shoot?
Okay.
How would you feel if I have makeup done on you? You know, would you freak out? You know, if she's really to the extreme, I'd rather not photograph her.
Yeah, okay.
She has to work on herself first, because I don't want you to come to my studio and then you start crying that, oh, it's not me, you know, I don't want this look.
No, right.
That kind of style,
yeah.
So that's how it happens. Of course, the actual experience is your me time. I want you to enjoy it, you know, 3-4 hours in the photo studio without kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It is really your me time, where for once it's not about anybody else, where you can actually unashamedly say, this is all about me. I also feel the same thing in coaching sessions. Often people are not used to talking just about themselves. You know, they feel that halfway through they should say to me, well, how are you? Well, no, you're actually allowed to only speak about you. And that, I think, is one of the most liberating aspects of it. So indeed, when they come to you, they can unashamedly focus on themselves. And I dare say they come out of that with a lot more than just a photo, right? I mean, there's a lot of discovering of yourself, I suppose, you know, having somebody stare at you and makeup and hair and clothes. Do they choose their own clothes?
That's the beauty of it, because I want them to get involved going shopping and choose the clothes that I suggest for them.
Okay, so you do suggest the clothes. You suggest the colors, and you suggest if it should be a business suit or a ball dress or...
Yeah. I have a consultation, and then I give them suggestions what they need to wear. Well, what they can wear.
What they can wear, yeah.
Yeah, but they don't have to follow my advice.
Right.
It's just a guidance. So I want them to get involved in this process, because once you enjoy it, you enjoy the whole process. When you come to the studio, you feel different because you are part of it.
Yes. No, indeed. So there's a whole process beforehand then. You'll give them some suggested recommendations regarding colors of what they wear, hairstyle, clothes, all of that?
Colors, not so much, but then the styling based on their body.
Right.
I will have them to submit their body measurements to me so that I know which category, which body shape they fall under. And then I will search online for clothings.
Okay.
To match that body shape for them. And then, you know, when you come in, I have my makeup artist there, and three of us just have some fun, you know. It's all about you, you know.
No, I've seen videos, and it does look like an awful lot of fun. I'm curious about that, because, I mean, I know a lot of the women who have been photographed. Herman and I are both part of the Global Woman Network. And I've always thought, gosh, wow, you know, how did she know to wear that? And how did she know, you know, that color was great for her, or that pose? And I'm thinking, okay, you must be doing a lot more than just taking a photo.
Yeah, indeed, because sometimes they don't have the budget to hire a wardrobe stylist. So I come into the picture because I have experience in fashion photography. And I always give them advice when they go shopping is to pick something that they normally do not wear.
Okay. Yeah.
Because when you do that, it doesn't mean that it's not you. It's just that you don't pick that style. You know,
you're becoming even more you, as in a you that you hadn't even imagined could be there.
Mm-hmm. And then magic can happen. You never know.
Yeah.
That's the fun part of it. I love the whole process for my client.
No, you can tell that it's important to you as well. I mean, have you always thought you would be a photographer?
No, I've always thought I would be a fashion designer. I did some courses drawing, you know, those figures, putting clothes on the figures. Yeah, that was in my 20s.
Yeah, because where were you from originally, Herman?
From Singapore.
From Singapore. Right, now, so we summarize this. The whole idea is indeed just like your book, Let's Get Naked. Your photography is all about giving women that self-confidence, daring to be who they are, daring to feel beautiful in who they are, whatever stage of life they're at. And it's about not paying undue attention to what other people are saying and do you feel inside and how can you be the best of you, right? Not how can I be Molly Green down the road, but how can I be the best Julie Kennedy? And then it's the whole adventure then of, yeah, I suppose it's a gift to yourself, isn't it?
Photography. Yeah, it's a gift. Well, it's a gift to the customer. The customer giving herself a gift.
Yeah.
If I can say another thing is,
yes.
Do not think that the future exists. A lot of women take things for granted. I will do it later. I will do the photo shoot later, next month, next week. But then later usually becomes never.
True.
And when something happens, they realize it's too late. When you speak to people older, they usually talk about things that they haven't done in the past and they start to regret.
Yeah.
So do not allow your hesitation, your doubts, your fear to make you regret for the rest of your life. It's not worth it.
Yeah, I agree. And to be honest, I think we should do it at various moments, you know, so I have my whole series at 50 and I'll be 55 in a bit over a year. And I'm thinking, well, we should keep updating that. And to be honest, I'm very blessed in the fact that, okay, I'm divorced, but I've got a wonderful relationship with my ex-husband and his new partner, who also has two amazing children. And, you know, I'm thinking one of these days I'd actually like to say to her, you know, can we take a patchwork family photo, you know, just to show that yes, divorce is horrible and it's very painful for all involved, but you can also make something beautiful out of it. And then having that captured is also very important. Right, okay, so first of all, how can we get hold of your book, Let's Get Naked?
It's available on amazon.com.
So that's a book for women. There are lots of tips in there. Okay, and concerning the photography, how do people get hold of you?
They can reach me at hermanchowphotography.com. Chow is spelled as C-H-O-W.
Right. Yeah. And you do your photo shoots in the Netherlands, right?
Yes, I have a studio in Almere. That's the beauty of my job, right? I travel to London, to Spain to photograph people. So yeah, I enjoy that.
Spreading the joy over there. Well, Herman, I thank you very much. I thank you, first of all, for having spent time to be with us here online today. I also thank you for lighting that spark in the women's eyes. So thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you so much, Julie.
For the rest of you listening, as always, my question is, what have you gained from today? Would you be maybe interested in giving yourself the gift and sharing it with your family of daring be photographed later on in life with all the goods and all the bads making you the creative and beautiful person that you are? What do you do about looking at the good sides, right? So I wish you all a lot of reflection and a lot of courage in saying to yourselves, yes, I am beautiful. And yes, I would like to be photographed, preferably by Herman Chow. Goodbye, everyone, and see you again soon. Thank you for listening. Now it is up to you to make it happen. Join me next week for another dose of empowering vitamins as we navigate the marvelous roller coaster we call life. Subscribe and let me know what you think we should be talking about. Take care out there.